Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton's here, too. Chester is a great member of our Brain Trust. He is he's the founder of Culture Works, and he and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, have written all the important books on how to take care of your people, how to manage them, how to keep them engaged and encouraged and motivated and productive. And I think we've launched just about every one of them here on the show, including the new one, The Best Team Wins, The New Science of High Performance. Chester, thanks again. Congratulations on the book, and thanks for being here. Tell us some more. I'm really impressed with the research you've done on this. Talk to us some more about it.
Yeah, no, it was very dynamic. And by the way, the book is by Simon & Schuster. It doesn't release until February 13th, but feel free to do the pre-order. In fact,
right
on our website, theCultureWorks.com, if you send us your pre-order receipt, we send you all kinds of free stuff. So take advantage of that. But to your point, the research and the dynamics were really interesting. And I'll tell you that the case studies that we looked at were even more compelling. We got a great story for you. We met a Canadian astronaut named Chris Hadfield. And I know what you're thinking. Canada has astronauts? Yes, they do. They have three. Anyway, Chris, I met him at a conference up in southern Alberta. And he was the commander of the International Space Station, a remarkable responsibility. And it was interesting that as he built that team, and it was one of the case studies that we looked at, there was a lot of dynamics there. You know, we had three Russian cosmonauts, two American astronauts, and, of course, himself leading the team. Well, you know, the space station isn't that big, and you've got six grown men up there, you know, as David Bowie would say, floating in a tin can.
Mm-hmm.
And the dynamics can be really interesting. You've got language differences. You've got, you know, different traditions. They trained, get this, for over 10 years to go up to the space station. And they have 6 months since. He said that we exceeded every goal we set for every 6 months. You know, we had all the rules that you have to follow because, you know, space is very unforgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You make a mistake, people can die.
That's right.
Here's what he said, though, that I think is so important for our listeners. He said, you know, we obeyed all the written rules. We had the framework. We were all really smart guys. The reason we exceeded every expectation was because we had one unwritten rule, and it was this: that every astronaut had to perform one random act of kindness for every other astronaut every day.
Wow.
Think about that for a minute. And there were simple things, you know, let me clean up, I'll cook dinner,
mm-hmm.
let me help you with those calculations, and so on. And he said, because we had that one unwritten rule, every day we were reminded that we were cheering for each other, that we supported each other, that we loved each other. And he said, you know what? We never had a heated argument. We never had emotional flare-ups. And he says, I'm convinced because of that dynamic on our team,
mm-hmm.
that emotional engagement that we cared for, we exceeded every goal.
Isn't that interesting? What you're describing is pure ethics. And pure ethics is devotion to the unenforceable.
Well, there you have it. You know, there's that. You know, we talk about getting the right people in the right room and the right resumes and the right
mm-hmm.
skill sets and so on. But if you don't have that emotional engagement, if I don't believe that you care about me and support me and cheer for me, all that falls apart so quickly. And you've seen it. You can have a lot
yep.
of really talented people in a room and never produce anything.
And this is what really leaders do. This is the difference between leaders and drivers, right, Chester?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you touch on a really interesting point right there, Jim. As we've been studying leaders for almost 20 years, as we look at good leaders, they were always technically proficient. They knew their jobs. They knew how to do it and what they were doing. The difference between the good leaders and the extraordinary were their soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that really came out in this team book and the research we looked at. Their soft skills were extraordinary. They knew their people. They knew how to engage them. They knew them as individuals. They knew how to get the best out of them. And more than anything, their people knew that they cared for them, not just as employees,
mm-hmm.
but as people. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that fascinating?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's been my experience with having multi-generations in the workplace around me is what you just described is what I call analog human. You know, all the generations have one thing in common. We're all the same protoplasm. You know, we're all analog. We're all humans, and we all want high touch, and that's what you've been describing. And so, if you can find a way to give people that, they'll follow you in all the things that you need the company to do, won't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting. The research that we looked at as well is that when you create that great, safe place to work where people really do feel valued, when you're happy at work, you're 150% more likely to be happy in your personal life. You know, we spend so much time at work. So I think it's incumbent as never before in this, you know, 24/7 workplace we live in, is to make sure that you're creating that place and you're sending people home happy, because the ripple effect is that it transfers to their families and their personal life. I love the concept from Chris Hadfield, this random act of kindness. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. It's not like a big ceremony I'm presenting you a Rolex watch, right? It's simple little things. I'm giving you my time. I'm giving you, support. It's those simple little thank yous that continue, as you mentioned, in the analog human to drive high performance.
Hey, Chester, I got to wrap it up. Tell us where they can find the book.
You bet. TheCultureWorks.com. If you send in your receipt, we'll send you all kinds of free stuff. At Amazon, bookstores, they'll all be available on February 13th, just in time for Valentine's.
The best team wins. That's the title by Adrian Gostrick and Chester Elton. Hey, Chester, come back soon. Congratulations on the book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.